Good morning, Chad Hershberger with you. It is 7:45 on a Monday morning, filling in for Mark Lawrence this morning. Glad to be with you this morning on WKOK Sunrise, and we have a guest on the phone this morning, and we're going to say hello to Noelle Long. Good morning, Noelle.
Hi, good morning.
And Noelle is an active community organizer in Northumberland. She's president of 17857.org, and we just read in the news not 10 minutes ago about the Halloween parade, and one of the things that Noelle's here to talk about this morning is the Northumberland Halloween parade, which is Wednesday night. So tell us a little bit about the parade, Noelle.
Yes, so this has been going on for well over 50 years, and we're really excited to keep the tradition going, despite, you know, some may have heard that we have a little bit of construction going on in town, but we're making the best of it, and we're just going to have a fantastic parade again this year.
Now, that construction, is that going to affect the parade? And I think that PennDOT is changing some detours for the evening. Is that correct?
Yes. They've been great just working with us to ensure that we can still get this parade on without a hitch. So we're actually going to be following the same route that we did last year that's sort of slightly modified from what we've been used to. But, yes, the detour will be changing just a little bit for the evening, just to make sure everyone stays safe, and we'll still be able to put the parade on. So,
and the parade route is the same as last year's. It's up Second Street, Orange Street, down Sixth, then Queen, then front to King. If I were somebody who wanted to see the parade and get a good spot, where would you recommend I go?
I would say I'm thinking on Sixth Street, actually, perhaps right around the Lewis apartment buildings. I find that it's not super crowded there, and the judges are there, so some of the folks walking in the parade tend to put on a bit of a show here and there for the judges. So I would suggest sitting on 6th Street so you can get the best spot.
Now, if I'm listening to this morning, and I know it's just 2 days away, but if I think, oh, you know what? Maybe I could be an entry in the parade. There's still time to get involved?
There is, yes. You can actually wait until the absolute last moment.
Which works for a lot of people
in
today.
In the King Street Park in the gazebo, you can register right there on the spot. We aim to please and Nori.
What are some of the things that we can expect to see this year as far as entries into the parade?
We usually have the regulars, you know, lots of fire trucks and emergency services vehicles, and we'll have the Shikellamy Marching Braves, the Lewisburg High School Band, and as far as the others, you're never really sure. It's kind of, sometimes it's a bit of a surprise, so that's what makes it fun.
Sounds good. And of course, this is brought to you by 17857.org. Tell us a little bit about that and what you try to do to promote the borough of Northumberland.
So 17857.org, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. Basically, we're just a small revitalization group. We're a mix of younger people, some older people, new to town, old to town. But basically, what we're just trying to do is make Nori an even better place to live. And that's by doing, you know, different events that are catered to families and the general community, and then also working with the Birthday Bash Committee as well, coming up here in a couple years to be celebrating Northumberland's 250th birthday.
That was going to be my next question. Tell us a little bit about those plans getting underway.
Yeah, so we are all set for June of 2022, which seems like a really long time off, but it's not when we have big plans. So some initial plans that we have is basically it'd be a weekend celebration, and we'd be doing a big parade and basically a big birthday party for the community. And we're looking at having that at Pine Outer Park there, the underpass in Northumberland, and having bands all day and, you know, birthday cake and snacks and food. And so we really want to make it a community event. But obviously to do that, it requires some funds. So we are actively involved in all kinds of fundraising activities. Again, trying to get to some different demographics in town, just, you know, trying to create some new things to do, all the while raising some money for this great birthday bash celebration.
And by then, traffic should be flowing normally through town, right?
Yes, of course. And Nori is very reachable right now. So despite, you know, regular complaining, you can still get into town. You can still come and eat and do all kinds of stuff in town. So it just takes, you know, maybe a little bit more creativity or allocate 2 more minutes onto your commute time, but you'll make it.
Yeah, I actually drove through the borough for the first time in a while last week, and I was surprised. It was pretty easy getting through, even with some of the detours that are going on. So, anything else coming up with the 250th birthday? For instance, do you still need people to help and volunteer to organize some of those activities?
We always need volunteers. So even if you, maybe you're really good at planning events, maybe you're really good at asking people and businesses for money and donations, we welcome anyone. So we do have regular planning meetings, and we always throw that out there on Facebook on either 17857.org or on Nori's 250th birthday bash page as well. But we do have a fundraising event coming up this Sunday, actually. I think it's the first time that this has ever hit Nori, but we're doing a designer bag bingo at Front Street Station. We've been working with the folks at Front Street, and they've generously donated their banquet hall for the event. So for those that love pretty purses and bags and fancy bags, small ones, big ones, and classic ones, we probably have something that you want to win. So we definitely, we still have some tickets available. And if you're interested, again, check out our Facebook page. There's a link there for registration. Right now the tickets are currently $30, but I think if you mention something about like loving WKOK, we might be able to negotiate that reduced $25 ticket price. I think we can make that happen.
That sounds good. So don't forget, people, if you want to get a ticket for that and you haven't, mention you've heard about that on WKOK and that you love WKOK. I like that.
Yes. You need to add that or else I might charge you extra. So, that's just how it is. And they can also grab tickets at Queen Street Shops of Northumberland, too, on 95 Queen Street. And, of course, do some shopping while you're there because they have phenomenal stuff, too. So.
And the doors open at noon. Bingo on Sunday starts at 2, correct?
Yes.
And all proceeds from this go to the birthday bash, which is coming up. Tell us again when that's going to be held.
That's going to be June of 2022. So kind of right around the corner, but not really.
So, Noelle, you're involved. Tell us a little bit about why you are involved in this to try to give back to the community.
Well, I feel really strongly that everybody should contribute a little bit, it sounds cliche, but just to make the world a little better of a place. And you do what you can, and if everyone chips in just a little bit here and there, like, we can make really great things happen. And it's something that I've grown up doing. I've watched my mom volunteer to, you know, all kinds of different entities with soccer and scouting and all of that. And it's something that, as my husband Bob and I just came back to the community after school, we just felt that it was important and it was a natural thing to do. So we're raising our kids to do the same thing. So hopefully, you know, they'll continue on the tradition of giving back to the community and just, you know, making their mark in the world a little better place.
Great. And, of course, a lot going on in Northumberland this weekend. We mentioned the designer bag bingo. That's at Front Street Station on Sunday. And the parade coming up on Wednesday night, the annual Halloween parade. You mentioned the judges at the Halloween parade. How many judges and anybody we might know that's judging?
I think there are five or six judges. And I'm not quite sure who they all are at this point. That's one thing I'm not in charge of. I just kind of pass that off, and we delegate that, and it happens. And I know the judges all have a really good time with it, so
and
it's a fun time.
If we don't know ahead of time, there's no way we can influence them either, so that's probably good.
No, you just have to, you know, you have to be really compelling when you walk past the judges' stand on 6th Street.
Sounds good. Any final thoughts for us this morning, Noelle?
No, I'd say, you know, certainly if you want to get involved, and, you know, even if it's with general 17857 activities or specifically with the birthday bash, you know, sometimes people like to give back, but at least if you help out with the birthday bash, you know it's done in 2022, so after that, you can just sort of walk away. But we always welcome volunteers, and obviously I'd love to have more volunteers doing things in Norrie, but certainly for those that are in other listening areas, you know, give back to your community. Even if it's a little bit here and there, it really makes a difference.
All right. Thank you so much, Noelle, for joining us this morning. Noelle Long, she is an active community organizer in Northumberland. She's president of 17857.org. And, of course, the Halloween parade coming up this weekend on Wednesday. And this weekend, we have the fundraiser at Front Street Station starting at noon, the designer bag bingo. So enjoy those activities this week. Get out and get involved. And, of course, thinking ahead, the borough's upcoming 250th birthday celebration is coming up. So now's a great time to get involved in that. And I like what you said. It's a short-term thing. So get involved for a little bit of time. And after the 250th birthday bash, you're done. And there's no guarantee that you have to do the 275th, right?
yeah. We'll work on that, but
all right,
no initial
good.
Commitments.
All right, so thank you very much, Noelle. And
thank you.
You're welcome. We will have more of WKOK Sunrise coming up after this.